Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. The Homer Foundation will hold its annual meeting on Thursday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. at Kenai Peninsula College. The event is open to the community and will include updates about local grantmaking and partnerships across the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Details about the meeting are available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Good morning, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KPBI's Morning News for Friday, September 11th, 2026. The state says this year's commercial salmon season in Lower Cook Inlet is done. Fish and Game's preliminary count puts the total catch at about 354,000 fish. About 45% of that was hatchery cost recovery. Those are fish sold to cover hatchery costs rather than going to the regular commercial catch. In the Southern District, which covers Kachemak Bay and stretches out to Soldovia, Port Graham, and English Bay, purse seiners brought in about 114,000 sockeye. That's well above their 10-year average. Pink salmon came in far below average, though. Seiners landed under 3,000 pinks, compared to a 10-year average of more than 160,000. Sick gill netters in the district also fell short of their historical average in chinook, sockeye, coho, pink, and chum. In the Eastern District, which includes Resurrection Bay and the coast toward Ayalik Bay near Seward, biologists didn't forecast any wild stock sockeye or pink harvest this year. The Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association forecast an 84,000 sockeye run to Resurrection Bay, with about 77,000 of those needed for hatchery broodstock and cost recovery. The district's actual cost recovery harvest came to about 32,600 sockeye. Commercial harvest numbers there stay confidential, since fewer than 3 permit holders reported deliveries. Final spawning escapement, the number of fish that made it to their spawning grounds at Bear Lake, came in above 10,000 sockeye. That's well above the state's goal. In the Southern District, escapement surveys continue through mid-September. The U.S. Coast Guard ended its search Monday for 3 missing boaters near St. Lawrence Island after one person was rescued and 2 others were found dead. The 18-foot fishing boat left the Bering Sea Island village of Savunga Friday night and was expected to return early Sunday morning. Alaska State Troopers spokesperson Austin McDaniel said in an email, "Troopers were notified of the overdue vessel around 2:30 Sunday afternoon. The Coast Guard was notified Sunday night but was unable to deploy any assets until Monday morning due to poor weather conditions." In a statement, the Coast Guard said a crew aboard an HC-130 Hercules aircraft located a 15-year-old survivor clinging to a capsized boat about 4 miles east of the island. The crew dropped a life raft and survival equipment before coordinating with a nearby Good Samaritan fishing vessel that responded to help. The Coast Guard says the survivor was rescued with symptoms of hypothermia. 2 other people were recovered unresponsive from the water. The Coast Guard says all 3 were brought back to shore aboard the fishing vessel. It arrived in Nome early Tuesday morning. And finally, this weekend, Porcupine Theater is offering a film called Cookie Queens that explores features of American Girl Scout cookie sales. Exact times for the films are available on the Porcupine website, porcupinetheater.org. Emily Springer spoke with Girl Scout leader Tina Seaton more about local features of the organization.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Porcupine Theater will show a sweet documentary called Cookie Queens, a 2026 film directed and produced by Alyssa Namias. The film explores the joys, pains, and pressures of the Girl Scout cookie season. It had a world premiere at the 2026 Sundance Film Festival and was released on August 7, 2026. Homer Girl Scouts will be at the event with troop leader Tina Seaton to provide cookie sales, registration information, and cookie samples, as well as have cookies available for purchase. Tina Seaton provided more information about Girl Scouts in general and the local organization.
So when you talk about Girl Scouts, most people think about Girl Scout cookies. And cookies are a star of the Girl Scout entrepreneurship program, but that's not all Girl Scouts do. Scouts do hands-on science and technology activities. They go on hikes and camping. They do service projects to help our community, and they learn life skills. Girl Scouting is a safe and supportive space for girls to take risks and learn to step up as leaders. They make lifelong friendships and discover new passions. Some of our older Girl Scouts have even traveled internationally.
The Girl Scout mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character to make the world a better place. It is a program designed for girls from kindergarten to 12th grade, and as Seton says, for the Homer program.
And we want every girl to be able to be a part of this organization. So this fall, we're offering membership scholarships up to $30 to both girls and leaders.
Seton emphasized the importance of volunteers within the local organization.
We are a volunteer organization, and we do need volunteers to take girls on adventures and help them develop new skills. Leaders can impact the next generation. They can spend quality time with their daughter and her friends, and even build your own professional skills and connect with other adults that are community service. We're looking for a co-leader in Anchor Point and a co-leader for a K-1 troop at McNeil Canyon Elementary. We need leaders for a troop at Paul Banks and a troop at West Homer. And we also welcome dads and grandparents that would like to volunteer.
There is already a troop coordinated for girls in grades 6 through 12 that will meet at Homer Middle School on Tuesday afternoons. New and returning Girl Scouts are welcome to join there. For more information on local troops in general, volunteering, or the upcoming cookie sales at the Cookie Queens film, you can reach Tina Seton at 907-399-1353 or by email at tinaseton@gmail.com. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Taking a look at the tides for the Saldovia District. The next low tide is at 9:14 a.m. at a minus 2.7-foot low for Kachemak Bay. High tide is at 3:33 p.m., a 20.8-foot high for Kachemak Bay. And for the Seward District, low tide is 8:02 a.m., a minus 0.9-foot low for Resurrection Bay, with a high tide at 2:17 p.m. at 11.4 feet. Sunrise this morning in Homer was at 7:26 a.m., sunset is at 8:37 p.m., and in Seward, sunrise was at 7:16 a.m., sunset is at 8:29 p.m. On KBBI this morning at 9 a.m. is Slack Tide, then at 1 p.m. Potluck, hosted by Dave Eckward, at 7 p.m. Faking Friday with David Snyder, and at 9 p.m. Blues Etc., hosted by J.O. Listening. Good morning.